Julie Bishop has announced Australia will launch a new bid to become a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. The Foreign Minister says the government has nominated Australia for a seat in the 2029 term to help maintain international peace and security. Ms Bishop is in New York attending high-level talks at UN Leaders Week. I was joined by our North America correspondent, Stephanie March. She's on the line now. Stephanie, Ms Bishop has announced this bid for another seat. What she had to say to support it?
That's right, Michael. Ms Bishop has announced that Australia will be bidding again for a seat on the UN Security Council, as you say, starting from 2029. We just finished a two-year stint on the Security Council, which ended in December last year. As you mentioned, that was a controversial bid that cost Australia about $25 million over 5 years. A lot of the critics said that Australia started their bid a bit late, hence they had to divert a lot of funding to try and woo and win over UN members to try and get them to support Australia's bid at that time. Ms Bishop says this very long lead time of 13 to 14 years means that money won't have to be diverted and it can just be through the normal process of diplomacy that Australia can gain support for its bid, and also that the bid is not contested this time. There's an open seat coming up then and no one else has put their hand up for it. Let's have a listen to what Ms Bishop had to say a short time ago.
If you go too early, you have to divert resources, you have to divert the work of your diplomats around the world to pursue a seat because you're contesting it against others who had already nominated for that spot. In the case of 2029-2030, there's only one other contender, and that's Finland, and so the spot is free, and that gives us the early mover advantage. In terms of the cost, we don't intend to spend a great deal of money on it because we've given ourselves enough time to do the diplomatic work that is necessary to secure that spot. But I don't believe I'll still be Foreign Minister at that time. I'll leave that to Prime Minister Wyatt Roy in 2029.
Julie Bishop in New York there. She's only just announced this bid. Clearly it's early days, but what, if any, has there been any reaction at all?
Well, she hasn't actually announced the bid formally. That'll happen later on today in her United Nations General Assembly speech. She's expected to use that speech addressing the United Nations to emphasise Australia's commitment and efforts to ensure global security in recent years, particularly in the fight against Islamic State. And those are the types of things that the government is hoping will convince people to support our bid for the UN Security Council seat.
As you mentioned, we have only just finished our term as a non-permanent member, which ended in December. Why would we want another one at this stage?
Well, Ms Bishop's explanation was it is 15 years away, and to have a seat on the UN Security Council every 15 years or so is not unreasonable, and then we also get that long lead time in. She mentioned that obviously global security challenges are mounting and that Australia can play a key role. When Australia was sitting on the Security Council until December last year, Australia played a key role in spearheading the investigation into the MH17 air tragedy, and Ms Bishop said that if Australia hadn't been on the Security Council, it may have been very difficult to get that resolution through. So she thinks that there's work Australia needs to be involved in, and that 15 years is a pretty reasonable time frame.
Okay, there have also been a number of other meetings at this General Assembly, including a counter-terrorism summit earlier today. What happened there?
It was a counter-terrorism summit hosted by US President Barack Obama, who spent a lot of his time here trying to rally support for the fight against Islamic State, and obviously broker a bit of a deal with Russia to try and get the Western coalition and Russia working on the same side in Syria to fight Islamic State. In his opening remarks at the summit, he said it will be a very long battle, but it is one that the coalition can win. Let's have a listen to what Barack Obama had to say.
I have repeatedly said that our approach will take time. This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife. And as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
U.S. President Barack Obama speaking at the UN earlier today, and our reporter there was Stephanie March.